It is 840 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And it's time to talk with the folks at the United Way of Greater Lorain County. And every time we talk to them, they've got another community collaborative. And that's no different today. We have with us Christine Matuszek-Plass, who joins us to talk about this special thing going on in Lorain. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, and thanks for allowing me to join you this
morning. So Rising Titans, that's the name of this collaborative. Tell us some of the details about it.
It's a great name, isn't it?
I love that.
Rising Titans is a group of six partners working together to make sure that all of Lorain's young learners are ready for kindergarten by that special age of five.
And this includes some, you have certain what they call pillars, four areas that you're kind of focusing on. Tell me about each of those and why those are important, really, in this whole process.
Sure. We know that it's not just good enough to get kids ready themselves in terms of literacy to be ready to succeed in kindergarten and beyond. We know that this is really involving the whole family. So these pillars you referenced include that. First, we're really working on parent engagement, getting those parents involved in their children's early learning themselves, and even those parents who stay at home with their own children, because those parents can provide an excellent learning environment for those kids to get them ready for kindergarten. Then we've got family empowerment. So families in Lorain, like many families across the country and in our own communities, really need lots of resources to help them grow as parents, but as adults in the community in their own roles. So empowering those families with those resources that they need to grow as a family. Next, those healthy children aspects, not just literacy, but kids who haven't had vision checks. You know, they're not going to be successful readers, are they? Kids who can't hear quite right, they're not going to be successful in the classroom and beyond. So healthy kids, healthy children, is beyond that just ready for learning health. It's that physical health, emotional health, and so on. And then finally, resources for early learning providers beyond the family. So only about 30% of Lorain's kids are involved in a high-quality early learning environment that's formal, like a pre-K classroom. And there's a lot of kids and a lot of programs that the programs need help to really be better learning environments for those kids. So this collaborative is also about providing resources for those folks who touch those kids' lives because they're teaching them, whether it's a classroom environment or, again, even at home. So we want to provide those resources to those educators as well.
We see that data provided indicates the student poverty rate is 88% in the district. Is that the bottom line issue here?
Boy, that's a great question. If we could solve that, we could solve world peace, right? It certainly has an impact, and that's true in many school districts across the country, that where poverty is higher, early learners struggle, and it's certainly not for the willingness of the parents. Parents want their children to have great education, but those resources are really limited. In communities like Lorain, families are, I don't want to use the word transient, but they move quite a bit when the kids are younger. They move from community to community, neighborhood to neighborhood, and a lot of times that really impacts negatively the ability of the kids to learn because the family's resources remain low. Certainly, poverty has a great deal to do with it, but you know as well as anyone that Lorain residents are very supportive of their schools. We've got beautiful new high schools, beautiful new elementary schools. So even families in poverty, they really believe in their kids and they believe in education. We just need to support that.
We're talking today with Christine Matuszek-Plass, who is with the United Way of Greater Lorain County, one of the partners, the partnerships that they've got going on in this community collaborative, Rising Titans. Talk about some of the people you're collaborating with, because as you mentioned, you know, the United Way kind of sets the guidelines a little bit and kind of brings people together. Who in that Lorain community are stepping up and actually helping in this Rising Titans program?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking me to talk about the partners because we at United Way, we are not the experts in this work, and the partners are. So certainly the Lorain City School District, they are the lead in this effort, and they have been amazing in pulling data and resources and teachers and staff around this issue. Little Lighthouse Learning Center has been with us since we began to talk about this work. Lorain County Community Action Agency, their leadership, their staff, of course, they're involved with the early learning environment in their Head Start programs and early Head Start. Lorain County Community College, and they speak to what I mentioned earlier in the pillars comment about the education of the family, the whole family, the parents, the empowerment of the parents, and that's their role here. And then Neighborhood Alliance. Neighborhood Alliance has been a leader in our community for so many years, decades in fact, in the issues of improving families' lives and bringing folks out of poverty, and they are also leaders in our community in terms of early childhood education.
Imagine this is for early childhood, so pre-kindergarten. We sometimes hear the schools say, sometimes kids show up for school, we didn't even know they were in our district. So there's a lot of times where they fall through the cracks or they are not getting engaged. How do you reach out to these, and how young are the children that you're actually getting into this program?
Yeah, we intend to work with families once those kids actually are born and even before that. So part of our partnerships will involve working with moms who are pregnant, families that are pregnant, to make sure they understand what's available to them once that child is born. So really, we're talking birth through age 5. I'm so glad you mentioned the issue about reaching out to finding those kids. Indeed, in Lorain schools, as in many other schools, even maybe 20% of the kids aren't known before literally the day they walk in the door. They've registered the week before school starts. And you can see then that the school district is sort of behind the game already in identifying any special needs those kids may have. Not just the kids who are behind their peers, but kids who are ahead of their peers. They also deserve and will get special services. So a lot of our work will involve outreach to community neighborhoods, to church organizations, the faith-based community, and just a lot of work out with other nonprofits, making sure that as they are coming into contact with families with children birth to age 5, that those families are aware of the resources and that they want to get involved with everything that we can provide. Another key thing about these folks that we're working with today is that we really need to reach out to folks who don't speak English as a first language. That's a challenge in the Lorain City Schools, as it is in many other places. We really need to do some special outreach to those families.
You need people to feel comfortable and trust in the process of what you're doing for them.
Absolutely. For a lot of families in urban environments, the parents haven't had the greatest experience in school. Maybe not in those schools, but maybe in other schools in their childhood. So we do need the whole family to be comfortable and be ready to work together to learn.
So you've announced this initiative, the collaborative. Is it in the process right now? What's the next step? How do people get involved, or what do you want people to do for this?
I can get involved today by calling our office, 277-6530. I had several calls yesterday from interested partners. Yes, we're starting to get activities together now. We are meeting as a collaborative monthly. Subcommittees meet much more frequently. We'll be actually launching some outreach activities the next few weeks coming up. Kind of thought it would be snowing, so we didn't plan a lot for the winter. Since it's not snowing, we'll probably do some extra work here in these days coming forward. But as you so called it, our first work is finding those kids.
Right.
For those kids out in the community. Get them involved.
And again, called Rising Titans. I love the title for that. Almost thinking like Raising Titans in a sense, but you're bringing them up and through the schools and in their families. And again, this is the 11th Community Collaborative with the United Way, so always busy, a lot of things going on with the folks at United Way of Greater Lorain County. Our guest today, Christine Matuzak-Plass, thanks for joining us and sharing the good news coming out of Lorain. Appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for your interest in all our early learners.